Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Dandavat, all glories to Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. Well, it's a pleasure to be reconnected with everyone. After a few hours of separation, it was getting intense. And now we have the pleasure of picking up the vibration again into the Srimad Bhagavatam as we inch our way towards the Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And tonight we're going to start the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, starting with chapter one, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. And we're going to work our way gradually through the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj's prayers and so forth. So we welcome everybody to this divine vibration. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamala Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanta Nagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhascha Kripasanubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. In this chapter, in response to a question by Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadev Goswami gives his conclusions concerning how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although the Supersoul, friend and protector of everyone, killed the daityas, the demons, for the sake of Indra, the king of heaven. In his statements, he totally refutes the arguments of people in general who accuse the Supreme Lord of partiality. Shukadev Goswami proves that because the body of the conditioned soul is infected by the three qualities of nature, dualities arise such as enmity and friendship, attachment and detachment. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there are no such dualities. Even eternal time cannot control the activities of the Lord. Eternal time is created by the Lord, and it acts under his control. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, is always transcendental to the influence of the modes of nature, Maya, the Lord's external energy, which acts in creation and annihilation. Thus, all the demons killed by the Supreme Lord attain salvation immediately. The second question raised by Parikshit Maharaj concerns how Shishupal, although inimical towards Krishna from his very childhood and always blaspheming Krishna, attained salvation and oneness when Krishna killed him. Shukadev Goswami explains that because of their offenses at the feet of devotees, two attendants of the Lord in Vaikuntha named Jai and Vijay became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha in Satya Yuga, Ravana and Kumbhakarna in the next Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Shishupal and Dantavakra at the end of Dwapara Yuga. Because of their fruitive acts, Jai and Vijay agreed to become the Lord's enemies, and when killed in that mentality, they attained salvation and oneness. Thus, even if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in envy, he attains salvation. What then is to be said of devotees who always engage in the Lord's service with love and faith? Shri Rajovacha Shama Priya Surit Brahman Bhutanam Bhagavan Swayam Indrasyarte Katam Daityan Avadhid Vishamo Yata. King Pariksit inquired, "My dear Brahmana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, being everyone's well-wisher, is equal and extremely dear to everyone. How then did he become partial like a common man for the sake of Indra and thus kill Indra's enemies? How can a person equal to everyone be partial to some and inimical to others?" Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, the Lord says, Samaham sarvabhuteshu name dvesyo stinapriyaha. I am equal to everyone. No one is dear to me, nor is anyone my enemy. In the previous canto, however, it has been observed that the Lord sided with Indra by killing the demons on his account. Hataputra diti shakraparshni grahina vishnuna. Therefore, the Lord was clearly partial to Indra, although he is the supersoul in everyone's heart. The soul is extremely dear to everyone, and similarly, the supersoul is also dear to everyone. Thus, there cannot be any faulty action on the part of the supersoul. The Lord is always kind to all living entities, irrespective of form and situation. Yet he took the side of Indra just like an ordinary friend. This was the subject of Pariksit Maharaja's inquiry. As a devotee of Lord Krishna, he knew very well that Krishna cannot be partial to anyone. But when he saw that Krishna acted as the enemy of the demons, he was somewhat doubtful. Therefore, he posed this question to Shukadeva Goswami for a clear answer. A devotee cannot accept that Lord Vishnu has material qualifications. Maharaj Pariksit knew perfectly well that Lord Vishnu, being transcendental, has nothing to do with material qualities, but to confirm his conviction, he wanted to hear from the authority Shukadeva Goswami. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Samasya katam vaishamyam. Since the Lord is equally disposed toward everyone, how can he be partial? Priyasya katam asureshu prityabhave. The Lord, being the Supersoul, is extremely dear to everyone. Why then should the Lord display unsympathetic behavior toward the asuras? How is this impartial? Suridascha katam tesh shauhardham. Since the Lord says that he is Suridam sarvabhutanam, the well-wisher of all living entities, how could he act with partiality by killing demons? These questions arose in the heart of Pariksit Maharaj, and therefore he inquired from Shukadeva Goswami. Text 2. Na hyasyarta saraganai sakshani shreyasatmanaha naivasurrepyo videsho nod vigash chanuk nasyach hi. Lord Vishnu himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the reservoir of all pleasure. Therefore, what benefit would he derive by siding with the demigods? What interest would he fulfill in this way? Since the Lord is transcendental, why should he fear the asuras? And how could he be envious of them? Purport. We should always remember the distinction between spiritual and material. That which is material is infected by material qualities, but these qualities cannot touch that which is spiritual or transcendental. Krishna is absolute, whether he is in the material or spiritual world. When we see partiality in Krishna, this vision is due to his external energy. Otherwise, how could his enemies attain salvation after being killed by him? Everyone who deals with the Supreme Personality of Godhead gradually acquires the qualities of the Lord. The more one advances in spiritual consciousness, the less he is affected by the duality of material qualities. The Supreme Lord, therefore, must certainly be freed from these qualities. His enmity and friendship are external features presented by the material energy. He is always transcendental. He is absolute, whether he kills or bestows his favor. Envy and friendship arise in one who is imperfect. We fear our enemies because in the material world, we are always in need of help. The Lord, however, does not need anyone's help, for he is Atmarama, The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patram pushpam palam to yang yome bhakya priyachati tadahang bhakti paritam ashnami paritamanaha. If a devotee offers me with love and devotion a flower, leaf, fruit, or water, I shall accept it. Why does the Lord say this? Is he dependent on the offering of the devotee? He is not actually dependent, but he likes to be dependent upon his devotee. This is his mercy. Similarly, he does not fear the asuras. Thus, there is no question of partiality in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 3. Itina samaha bhaga narayana gunan prati sankshaya sumahan jatas tadbhavam chetum arhati. O greatly fortunate and learned Brahman, whether Narayan is partial or impartial has become a subject of great doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt with positive evidence that Narayan is always neutral and equal to everyone. Purport. Since Lord Narayan is absolute, his transcendental qualities are described as one. Thus, his punishments and his offerings of favor are both of the same value. Essentially, his inimical actions are not displays of enmity toward his so-called enemies. But in the material field, one thinks that Krishna is favorable to devotees and unfavorable to non-devotees. When Krishna finally instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja, this is meant only for not only for Arjuna, but for every living entity within the universe. Text 4 and 5. Shri Rishi Ruvacha Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja Harish Charitam Adbhutam Yad Bhagavata Mahatmyam Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhanam Giyate Paramam Punyam Rishibir Naradadibihi Natva Krishnaya Munaye Katayishe Hare Katam. The great sage Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear king, you have put before me an excellent question. Discourses concerning the activities of the Lord in which the glories of his devotees are also found are extremely pleasing to devotees. Such wonderful topics always counteract the miseries of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, great sages like Narada always speak on Srimad Bhagavatam because it gives one the facility to hear and chant about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva and then begin describing topics concerning the activities of Lord Hari. Purport. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami offers his respectful obeisances, Krishnaya Munaye, which means to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas. One must first offer one's respectful obeisances to one's spiritual master. Shukadeva Goswami's spiritual master is his father, Vyasadeva, and therefore he first offers his respectful obeisances to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, and then begins describing topics of Lord Hari. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. So this is an occupation to hear and chant about Krishna. It's a good occupation if you can get that. Text 6. Nirguna Pihyajo Fyakto Bhagavan Prakrite Paraha Samaya Gunam Avishya Bhajya Bhadha Katam Gataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is always transcendental to the material qualities, and therefore he is called Nirguna, or without qualities. Because he is unborn, he does not have a material body to be subjected to attachment and hatred. Although the Lord is always above material existence, through his spiritual potency he appeared and acted like an ordinary human being, accepting duties and obligations, apparently like a conditioned soul. Purport. So-called attachment, detachment, and obligations pertain to the material nature, which is an emanation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But whenever the Lord descends and acts in this material world, he does so in his spiritual position. Although his activities materially appear different, spiritually they are absolute and non-different. Thus, it is an imposition upon the Supreme Lord to say that he is envious of anyone and friendly to anyone. In Bhagavad Gita 9:11, the Lord clearly says, Avajanantimam buddha manushin tanum ashritam. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. Krishna appears on this earth or within this universe without any change in his spiritual body or spiritual qualities. Indeed, he is never influenced by the material qualities. He is always free from such qualities, but he appears to act under material influence. This understanding is aropata, or an imposition. Therefore, Krishna says, Janma karma chame dibhyam. Whatever he does, being always transcendental, has nothing to do with material qualities. Evam yo veti tatvataha. Only devotees can understand the truth of how he acts. The fact is that Krishna is never partial to anyone. He is always equal to everyone. But because of imperfect vision, influenced by material qualities, one imposes material qualities upon Krishna, and when one does so, he becomes a mudha, a fool. When one can properly understand the truth, one becomes devoted and nirguna, free from material qualities. Simply by understanding the activities of Krishna, one can become transcendental, and as soon as one is transcendental, he is fit to be transferred to the transcendental world. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naitemam ite eti sojuna. One who understands the activities of the Lord in truth is transferred to the spiritual world after he gives up his material body. Text 7. Safam rajastamaiti prakritir nat mano guna natesham yugapad rajan rasa ulasa eva va. My dear King Prakshit, the material qualities, sattva-gun, rajogun, and tamogun, all belong to the material world and do not even touch the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three gunas cannot act by increasing or decreasing simultaneously. Purport, the original position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of equality. There is no question of his being influenced by sattva-gun, rajogun, or tamogun, for these material qualities cannot touch the Supreme Lord. The Lord is therefore called the Supreme Ishvara. Ishvara Paramakrishna, he is the Supreme Controller. He controls the material qualities. Daivihi eshu gunamayima mamaya. Maya jakchena prakriti suyate. Material nature, prakriti, works under his order. How then can he be under the qualities of prakriti? Krishna is never influenced by the material qualities. Therefore, there is no question of partiality in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 8. Jaya Kali tu Sattvasya Devarshin Rajaso Suran Tamaso Yaksha Rakshamsi Tat Kala Nu Guno Bhajat. When the quality of goodness is prominent, the sages and demigods flourish with the help of that quality, with which they are infused and surcharged by the Supreme Lord. Similarly, when the mode of passion is prominent, the demons flourish. And when ignorance is prominent, the yakshas and rakshasas flourish. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everyone's heart, fostering the reactions of sattva-gun, rajogun, and tamogun. Purport, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not partial to anyone. The conditioned soul is under the influence of the various modes of material nature, and behind material nature is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one's victory and loss under the influence of sattva-gun, rajogun, and tamogun are reactions of these modes, not of the Supreme Lord's partiality. Srila Jiva Goswami in the Bhagavat Sandarbha has clearly said, Sattva-dayo na santi-she yatracha prakrita-guna sa-shuddha-sarva-shuddhebhya puman-adya-prasidhatu. Pladini sandani samvit twayeka sarva samstitao. Klada tapa kadi risha Twayino Gunavarjite. According to this statement of the Bhagavat Sandarbha, the Supreme Lord, always being transcendental to the material qualities is never affected by the influence of these qualities. This same characteristic is also present in the living being because he is conditioned by material nature. Even the pleasure potency of the Lord is manifested in the conditioned soul as troublesome. I'll read that again. According to the statement of the Bhagavat Sandarbha, the Supreme Lord, being always transcendental to the material qualities, is never affected by the influence of these qualities. This same characteristic is also present in the living being, but because he is conditioned by material nature, even the pleasure potency of the Lord is manifested in the conditioned soul as troublesome. In the material world, the pleasure enjoyed by the conditioned soul is followed by many painful conditions. For instance, we have seen that in two great wars, which were conducted by the Rajagun and Tamagun, both parties were actually ruined. The German people declared war against the English to ruin them, but the result was that both parties were ruined. Although the Allies were apparently victorious, at least on paper, actually neither of them were victorious. Therefore, it should be concluded that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not partial to anyone. Everyone works under the influence of various modes of material nature, and when the various modes are prominent, the demigods or demons appear victorious under the influence of these modes. Everyone enjoys the fruits of his qualitative activities. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:11-13. Sarva dwari shudehe smin prakasha upajayate gyanam yada tata vidyad vibhridham satvamityuta. Loba pravritir arambha karmanam ashramasbraha rajasyeta nijayante vrvrde bharatarshabha aprakasho pravritischa pramado moha evacha tamasyeta nijayante vrvrde kurunandana. The manifestations of the modes of goodness can be experienced when all the gates of the body are illuminated by knowledge. O chief of the Bharatas, when there is an increase in the mode of passion, the symptoms of great attachment, uncontrollable desire, hankering, and intense endeavor develop. O son of Kuru, when there is an increase in the mode of ignorance, madness, illusion, inertia, and darkness are manifested. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart, simply gives the results of the increase in various qualities, but he is impartial. He supervises victory and loss, but he does not take part in them. The various modes of material nature do not work all at once. The interactions of these modes are exactly like seasonal changes. Sometimes there is an increment of Rajagun, sometimes of Tamagun, and sometimes of Sattvagun. Generally, the demigods are surcharged with Sattvagun, and therefore, when the demons and the demigods fight, the demigods are victorious because of the prominence of their Sattvagun qualities. However, this is not the partiality of the Supreme Lord. 9. Jyotiradir avapati sankatana vichyate vidantyatmanam atmastam matitva kavayo nataha. The all-pervading personality of Godhead exists within the heart of every living being, and an expert thinker can perceive how he is present there to a large or small extent. Just as one can understand the supply of fire in wood, the water in a water pot, or the sky within a pot, one can understand whether a living entity is a demon or a demigod by understanding that living entity's devotional performances. A thoughtful man can understand how much a person is favored by the Supreme Lord by seeing his actions. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 10:41, the Lord says, Yad yat vibhuti bat sattvam shrimad urjitam eva va tat tad eva vagaccha tong mama te chom shasambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring but from a spark of my splendor. We have the practical experience of seeing that one person is able to do very wonderful things, whereas another cannot do those same things and cannot even do things that require only a little common sense. Therefore, how much a devotee has been favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be tested by the activities the devotee has performed. In Bhagavad Gita 10.10, the Lord says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami puti yogam tang yinamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and who worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is very practical. A teacher instructs a student if the student is capable of taking more and more instructions. Otherwise, in spite of being instructed by the teacher, the student cannot make strides in his understanding. This has nothing to do with partiality. When Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam, this indicates that Krishna is prepared to give bhakti to everyone, but one must be capable of receiving it. That is the secret. Thus, when a person exhibits wonderful devotional activities, a thoughtful man understands that Krishna has been more favorable to this devotee. This is not difficult to understand, but envious persons do not accept that Krishna has bestowed his favor upon a particular devotee in accordance with his advanced position. Such foolish persons become envious and try to minimize an advanced devotee's activities. That is not Vaishnavism. That is not Vaishnavism. A Vaishnav should appreciate the service rendered to the Lord by other Vaishnavs. Therefore, a Vaishnav is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Nirmatsara. Vaishnavs are never envious of other Vaishnavs or of anyone else, and therefore they are called Nirmatsaranam Satam. As Bhagavad Gita informs us, one can understand how one is saturated with sattva-guna, rajaguna, or tamaguna. In the examples given herewith, fire represents the mode of goodness. One can understand the constitution of a container for wood, petrol, or other inflammable substances by the quality of the fire. Similarly, water represents rajaguna, the mode of passion. A small skin and a vast Atlantic Ocean both contain water, and by seeing the quantity of water in a container, one can understand the size of the container. The sky represents the mode of ignorance. The sky is present in a small earthen pot and also in outer space. Thus, by proper judgment, one can see who is a devata or demigod and who is an asura, yaksha or rakshasa, according to the qualities of sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. One cannot judge whether a person is a devata, an asura, or a rakshasa by seeing him, but a sane man can understand this by the activities such a person performs. A general description is given in the Padma Purana. Vishnu bhakta sprito daiva asuras tad viparya yaha. A devotee of Lord Vishnu is a demigod, whereas an asura is a yaksha, or yaksha is the opposite. An asura is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Instead, for his sense gratification, he is a devotee of other demigods, bhutas, pretas, and so on. Thus one can judge who is a devata, who is a rakshasa, and who is an asura by how they conduct their activities. The word atmanam in this verse means paramatmanam. The paramatma or supersoul is situated in the core of everyone's heart, antaha. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18.61. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesher junatishtati. The Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, gives directions to everyone in terms of one's capabilities in taking the instructions. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita are open to everyone, but some people understand them properly, whereas others understand them so improperly that they cannot even believe in the existence of Krishna, although reading Krishna's book. Although the Gita says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, indicating that Krishna spoke, they cannot understand Krishna. This is due to their misfortune or incapability, which is caused by Rajogun and Tamogun, the modes of passion and ignorance. It is because of these modes that they cannot even understand Krishna, whereas an advanced devotee like Arjuna understands him and glorifies him, saying, Param Brahma Param Tama Pavitram Paramam Pavan. You are the supreme Paman, the supreme abode and purifier. Krishna is open to everyone, but one needs the capability to understand him. By external features, one cannot understand who is favored by Krishna and who is not. According to one's attitude, Krishna becomes one's direct advisor, or Krishna becomes unknown. This is not Krishna's partiality. It is his response to one's ability to understand him. According to one's receptiveness, whether one be a devata, asura, yaksha, or rakshasa, Krishna's quality is proportionately exhibited. This proportionate exhibition of Krishna's power is misunderstood by less intelligent men to be Krishna's partiality, but actually it is no such thing. Krishna is equal to everyone, and according to one's ability to receive the favor of Krishna, one advances in Krishna consciousness. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a practical example in this connection. In the sky, there are many luminaries. At night, even in darkness, the moon is extremely brilliant and can be directly perceived. The sun is also extremely brilliant. When covered by clouds, however, these luminaries are not distinctly visible. Similarly, the more one advances in sattva-gun, the more his brilliance is exhibited by devotional service. But the more one is covered by rajagun and tamagun, the less visible his brilliance, for he is covered by these qualities. The visibility of one's qualities does not depend on the partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is due to the various coverings in different proportions. Thus, one can understand how far he has advanced in terms of sattva-gun and how much he is covered by rajagun and tamagun. Text 10. Yada srikshu pura atmana puro raja srijit yesha pratak samayaya satvam vichitrasu niram sur ishvara sayishyamanas tama ira yat yasau. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates different types of bodies, offering a particular body to each living entity according to his character and fruit of actions, the Lord revives all the qualities of material nature, sattva-gun, rajagun, and tamagun. Then as the Supersoul, he enters each body and influences the qualities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, using sattva-gun for maintenance, rajagun for creation, and tamagun for annihilation. Purport. Although material nature is conducted by the three qualities, sattva-gun, rajagun, and tamagun, nature is not independent. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Mayadyakshena praktihi suyate sacharacharam hitunani nakaunteya jagadvi parivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. The different changes in the material world take place as actions and reactions of the three gunas, but above the three gunas is their director, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the various types of bodies given to the living entities by material nature, yantra rudrani mayaya, either sattva-gun, rajagun, or tamagun is prominent. The body is produced by material nature according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore it is said here, yada shishikshu, pura atmana para, indicating that the body is certainly created by the Lord. Karmana taivanitrina. According to the karma of the living entity, a body is prepared under the Supreme Lord's supervision. Whether the body is of sattva-gun, rajagun, or tamagun, everything is done by the direction of the Supreme Lord through the agency of the external energy. Pratak somayaya. In this way, in different types of bodies, the Lord, Ishvara, gives directions as Paramatma, and again, to destroy the body, he employs the tamagun. This is the way the living entities receive different types of bodies. 11. Kalam chadantam srijatisha ashrayam pradana pumbhyam naradeva satyakrit. O great king, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of the material and spiritual energies, who is certainly the creator of the entire cosmos, creates the time factor to allow the material energy and the living entity to act within the limits of time. Thus, the Supreme Personality is never under the time factor, nor under the material energy. Purport. One should not think that the Lord is dependent on the time factor. He actually creates the situation by which material nature acts and by which the conditioned soul is placed under the material nature. By the conditioned soul, both the conditioned soul and the material nature act within the time factor, but the Lord is not subject to the actions and reactions of time, for time has been created by Him. To be more clear, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all under the supreme will of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 4:7, the Lord says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sarjamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice of the descendant of Bharata and a predominant rise of your religion, at that time I descend myself. Since Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, it is the controller of everything. When He appears, He is not within the limitations of material time. Janma karma cha me divyam. In this verse, the words kalam charantam sridatish ashrayam indicate that although the Lord acts within time, whether sattvagun, rajagun, or tamagun is prominent, one should not think that the Lord is under time's control. Time is within His control, for He creates time to act in a certain way. He is not working under the control of time. The creation of the material world is one of the Lord's pastimes. Everything is fully under His control. Since creation takes place when Rajagun is prominent, the Lord creates the necessary time to give facilities for Rajagun. Similarly, He also creates the necessary times for maintenance and annihilation. Thus, this verse establishes that the Lord is not under the limitations of time. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the supreme controller, Sakchirananda Vigraha, He possesses a blissful spiritual body, Anadi, He is not subordinate to anything. As the Lord confirms in Bhagavad Gita 7:7, Matak Parataram Nanyat Kincharasti Dananjaya, O conqueror of wealth Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Nothing can be above Krishna, for He is the controller and creator of everything. The Mayavadi philosophers say that this material world is mitya, false, and that one should therefore not bother about this mitya creation, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. But this is not correct. Here it is said, Satyakrit, whatever is created by the Supreme Personality of God is Satyam Param, cannot be called mitya. The cause of the creation is Satya true, so how can the effect of the cause be mitya? The very word Satyakrit is used to establish that everything created by the Lord is factual, never false. The creation may be temporary, but it is not false. 12. Yaesha Rajan Apikala Ishita Satvam Saranikam Ivaid Tayat Yata Taprat Yanikan Asuran Surapriyo Rajas Tamaskan Praminot Yayushrava. O King, this time factor enhances the Satvagun. Thus, although the Supreme Lord is the controller, He favors the demigods who are mostly situated in Satvagun. Then the demons who are influenced by Tamagun are annihilated. The Supreme Lord induces the time factor to act in different ways, but He is never partial. Rather, His activities are glorious, therefore He is called Arushrava. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samaham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho stinapriyaha. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be partial. He is always equal to everyone. Therefore, when the demigods are favored and the demons killed, this is not His partiality, but the influence of the time factor. A good example in this regard is that an electrician connects both a heater and a cooler to the same electrical energy. The cause of the heating and cooling is the electrician's manipulation of the electrical energy according to his desire, but factually the electrician has nothing to do with causing heat or cold, nor with the enjoyment or suffering that results. There have been many historical incidents in which the Lord killed a demon, but the demon attained a higher position by the mercy of the Lord. Putana is an example. Putana's purpose was to kill Krishna. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam. She approached the house of Nanda Maharaj with the purpose of killing Krishna by smearing poison on her breast. Yet, when she was killed, She attained the highest position, achieving the status of Krishna's mother. Krishna is so kind and impartial that because he sucked Putana's breast, he immediately accepted her as his mother. This superfluous activity of killing Putana did not diminish the Lord's impartiality. He is Suridam Sarvaputanam, the friend of everyone. Therefore, partiality cannot apply to the character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always maintains his position as the Supreme Controller. The Lord killed Putana as an enemy, but because of his being the Supreme Controller, she attained an exalted position as his mother. Srila Madhva Muni therefore remarks, Kali Kala Vishaye Pishita Dehari Karana Natvat Suraniksham Ivastitam Sattvam. Ordinarily, a murderer is hanged, and in the Manusamhita it is said that a king bestows mercy upon a murderer by killing him, thus saving him from various kinds of suffering. Because of his sinful activity, such a murderer is killed by the mercy of the king. Krishna's supreme judge deals with matters in a similar way because he is the supreme controller. The conclusion, therefore, is that the Lord is always impartial and always very kind to all living entities. Text 13. Atraivo dharita purvam itihasa surashina prityamaha kratau rajan prichate jata shatrave. Formerly, O king, when Maharaj Yudhishthir was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice, the great sage Narada, responding to his inquiry, recited historical facts, showing how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always impartial, even when killing demons. In this regard, he gave a vivid example. Purport, this relates to how the Lord exhibited his impartiality even when killing Shishupal in the arena of the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira. Text 14 and 15. Trishva maha bhutam raja rajasuye maha kratau vasudeve bhagavati sayujam chedipu bujaha tatrasinam sura rishim rajapandu suta kratau papracha vismitam mana muninam shrinvatam idam. O king, at the Rajasuya sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhishthira, the son of Maharaj Pandu, personally saw Shishupal merge into the body of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, struck with wonder, he inquired about the reason for this from the sage, the great sage, Narada, who was seated there. While he inquired, all the sages present also heard him ask his question. Text 16. Shri Yudhishthira uvacha aho atyadbhutam yetad dhula bhaikan tinam api vasudeve pare tatve pratish chaidhasya vidvisaha. Inquired, it is very wonderful that the demon Shishupal merged into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though extremely envious. This Sayuja Mukti is impossible to attain even for great transcendentalists. How then did the enemy of the Lord attain it? Purport. There are two classes of transcendentalists, the Jnanis and the Bhaktas. The Bhaktas do not aspire to merge into the existence of the Lord, but the Jnanis do. Shishupal, however, was neither a Jnani nor a Bhakta. Yet simply by envy of the Lord, he attained an exalted position by merging into the Lord's body. Certainly this was astonishing. And therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired about the cause for the Lord's mysterious mercy to Shishupal. Text 17. Etad veditum ichama sarva eva vayam mune bhagavan nindaya veno dvijais tamasi patitaha. O great sage, we are all eager to know the cause for this mercy of the Lord. I have heard that formerly a king named Vena blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that all the Brahmins consequently obliged him to go to hell. Shishupal should also have been sent to hell. How then did he merge into the Lord's existence? 18. Dhammakosha sutta patpa arabha arabhya kala bhashanat sampratyamarsh yamarshi govinde dantravakrascha durmatihi. From the very beginning of his childhood, when he could not even speak properly, Shishupal, the most sinful son of Dhammaghosh, began blaspheming the Lord, and he continued to be envious of Sri Krishna until death. Similarly, his brother, Dantravakra, continued the same habits. Shapator asurhid vishnum yad brahma param avyayam shritro na jatu chihayam nandham vibhishatustamaha. Although these two men, Shishupal and Dantravakra, repeatedly blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Krishna, the Supreme Brahman, they were quite healthy. Indeed, their tongues were not attacked by white leprosy, nor did they enter the darkest region of hellish life. We are certainly most surprised by this. Purport. Krishna is described by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita 10.12 as follows. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Abode and Purifier. Herein, this is confirmed. Vishnum yad brahma param avyayam. The Supreme Vishnu is Krishna. Krishna is the cause of Vishnu, not vice versa. Similarly, Brahman is not the cause of Krishna. Krishna is the cause of Brahman. Therefore, Krishna is called the Parabrahman. Yad brahma paramam avyayam. Text 20. Katam tasmin bhagavati duravar grahya dhamani pashyatam savalokanam layam iyatur Anjasa. How was it possible for Shishupal and Dantravakra, in the presence of many exalted persons, to enter very easily into the body of Krishna, whose nature is difficult to obtain? Purport. Shishupal and Dantravakra were formerly Jai and Vijay, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha. Merging into the body of Krishna was not their final destination. For some time they remained merged, and later they received the liberations of Sarupya and Salokya, living on the same planet as the Lord in the same bodily form. The Shastras give evidence that if one blasphemes the Supreme Lord, his punishment is to remain in hellish life for many millions of years, more than one suffering by killing many Brahmins. Shishupal, however, instead of entering hellish life, immediately and very easily received Sayuja Mukti. That such a privilege had been offered to Shishupal was not merely a story. Everyone saw it happen. There was no scarcity of evidence. How did it happen? Maharaj Yudhishthira was very much surprised. Text 21. This matter is undoubtedly very wonderful. Indeed, my intelligence has been disturbed, just as a flame of a candle is disturbed by a blowing wind. O Narada Muni, you know everything. Kindly let me know the cause of this wonderful event. Purport. The Shastras enjoin, Tad vignanartam sagarum eva bigachet. When one is perplexed by the difficult problems of life, to solve them one must approach a guru like Narada or his representative in the disciplic succession. Maharaj Yudhishthira therefore requested Narada to explain the cause for such a wonderful event. 22. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, after hearing the request of Maharaj Yudhishthira, Narada Muni, the most powerful spiritual master who knew everything, was very pleased. Thus he replied in the presence of everyone taking part in the yajna. 23. The great sage Sri Naradaji said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 18.61 it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hrideshe arjuna tishtati. Rahamayan sarva bhutani Yantra Rudhani Bhayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. A material body is manufactured by the external energy according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned soul, being seated on this machine, wanders throughout the universe, and because of his bodily conception of life, he only suffers. Actually, the suffering of being blasphemed and the enjoyment of being praised, the acceptance of a good welcome, or of chastisement by harsh words are felt in the material conception of life. But since the body of the Supreme Personality of God is not material, but Sat-Chit-Ananda Vigraha, he is not affected by insults or greetings, blasphemy or prayers. Being always unaffected and complete, he does not feel the extra pleasure when offered nice prayers by the devotee, although the devotee benefits by offering prayers to the Lord. Indeed, the Lord is very kind to his so-called enemy, because one who always thinks of the Personality of Godhead as an enemy always benefits, although he thinks of the Lord adversely. If a conditioned soul thinking of the Lord as an enemy or a friend somehow or other becomes attached to the Lord, he receives great benefit. 24. My dear King, the conditioned soul, being in the bodily conception of life, considers his body to be his self and considers everything in relationship with the body to be his. Because he has this wrong conception of life, he is subjected to dualities like praise and chastisement. Purport. Only when a conditioned soul accepts the body as himself does he feel the effects of chastisement and praise. Then he determines one person to be his enemy and another his friend, and wants to chastise the enemy and welcome his friend. This creation of friends and enemies is the result of one's bodily conception of life. Text 25. Because of the bodily conception of life, the conditioned soul thinks that when the body is annihilated, the living being is annihilated. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the Supreme Controller, the Supersoul of all living entities. Because he has no material body, he has no false conception of I and mine. It is therefore incorrect to think that he feels pleasure or pain when blaspheming or offered prayers. This is impossible for him. Thus he has no enemy and no friend. When he chastises the demons, it is not for their good. And when he accepts the prayers of the devotees, it is for their good. He is affected neither by prayers nor by blasphemy. Purport. Because of being covered by material bodies, the conditioned souls, including even greatly learned scholars and falsely educated professors, all think that as soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. This is due to their bodily conception of life. Krishna has no such bodily conception, nor is his body different from himself. Therefore, since Krishna has no material conception of life, how can he be affected by material prayers and accusations? Krishna's body is described herewith as kaivalya, non-different from himself. Since everyone has a material bodily conception of life, if Krishna had such a conception, what would be the difference between Krishna and the conditioned soul? Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita are accepted as final because he does not possess a material body. As soon as one has a material body, he has the four deficiencies. But since Krishna does not possess a material body, he has no deficiencies. He is always spiritually conscious and blissful. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sat-Chit-Ananda Vigraha. His form is eternal blissful knowledge. Sat-Chit-Ananda Vigraha, Anadirad, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, and Kaivalya are the same. Krishna can expand himself as Paramatma in the core of everyone's heart. In Bhagavad Gita 13.3, this is confirmed. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetrishu bharata. The Lord is the Paramatma, the Atma or Supersoul, Superself of all living entities. Therefore, it must naturally be concluded that he has no defective bodily conceptions. Although situated in everyone's body, he has no bodily conception of life. He is always free from such conceptions, and thus he cannot be affected by anything in relation to the material body of the jiva. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 16:19, Tan aham dvishita kruran samsarishu naradanvan shripam yajasrama shubhan asurashreva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Whenever the Lord punishes persons like demons, however, such punishment is meant for the good of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul, being envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may accuse him, saying, Krishna is bad, Krishna is a thief, and so on. Now Krishna, being kind to all living entities, does not consider such accusations. Instead, he takes account of the conditioned soul's chanting of Krishna, Krishna, so many times. He sometimes punishes such demons for one life by putting them into a lower species, but then when they have stopped accusing him, they are liberated in the next life because of chanting Krishna's name constantly. Blaspheming the Supreme Lord or his devotee is not at all good for the conditioned soul, but Krishna, being very kind, punishes the conditioned soul in one life for such sinful activities, and then takes him back home, back to Godhead. The vivid example for this is Vrishasura, who was formerly Chitraketu Maharaj, a great devotee. Because he derided Lord Shiva, the foremost of all devotees, he had to accept the body of a demon called Vritra. But then he was taken back to Godhead. Thus, when Krishna punishes a demon or conditioned soul, he stops that soul's habit of blaspheming him. And when the soul becomes completely pure, the Lord takes him back to Godhead. Now we've come to the end of the reading for tonight, but we'll take a few comments because we have at least 60 seconds left.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, you can press *6 to unmute yourself.
Okay, we'll take a few reflections, things that you heard that stuck with you tonight. We'll take three, actually.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All the way to you, Guru Maharaj. This is Siddharth from New Jersey.
Siddharth, Haribo.
Hare Krishna. I just got the email and I just logged in 15 minutes ago. I'm sorry I couldn't hear. I missed a lot of it, but I really appreciate you and all the devotees doing this thing and getting connected through Facebook, starting a community, and I'm really trying to follow and getting inspiration day after day from you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Krishna Siddharth. I'll see you soon.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we're looking forward to serving you personally.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Go right ahead. Your comments are all transcendental. Let's hear them. Okay, all comment. On page 11, text number 8, Prabhupada brings out a very important point in his purport from the Bhagavat Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami, in which he says that the same pleasure potency from the spiritual world called Pladini Shakti is also present with the living being, but when the living being is conditioned by material nature, even that pleasure potency gives misery to the conditioned soul. It's very troublesome. We can see the nature of the three modes of material nature and how they pervert even the pleasure potency coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir. Maharaj, I was also just reflecting on the statement where it said that the demigods have got, where it talks about the various gunas, and it said demigods are such with sattva guna, and because of that, when they fight with the demons, they are victorious. And I was kind of just thinking that fighting is something which is like mode of passion. That even there, the mode of goodness is victorious. The demons.
Uh-huh.
Demons are in of ignorance. And
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I like the point when Yudhishthira Parikshit Maharaj put the question, and then when Sukhdeva Goswami started answering, then he told that how discourses concerning the activities of the Lord in which the glories of his devotee are found are extremely pleasing to devotees. And in the purport, then he mentioned that how whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it.
Nice points. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Vandasanam. This is Sukeshwari Devadasi, and I also have Srivatsa here. Prabhu, when you read towards end, you said about the impersonal liberation, Prabhu. So both of Jaya Vichar had impersonal and then had personal liberation. Could you explain that, Prabhu?
Yeah, after they merged into the body of Krishna, it appeared that they had merged into the body of Krishna, but that wasn't their final destination. Because they already came from Vaikuntha, so that was just the entryway. They went into the body of Krishna, and then they went back to Sarupya and to their Salokya Mukti back in the Vaikuntha planet.
Well, thank you, Prabhu.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I really like the point where you read that it's out of in ignorance that we are envious of other devotees, and Krishna reciprocates with the devotees according to their advancement. So I was just thinking how just by realizing this one point we can be happy in devotional service and appreciate others and increase our appreciating capacity.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, it's that same point. It's such a powerful point because it is empowering. It's an empowering point because we can increase our appreciating capacity. We can also rise above the modes of material nature by applying ourselves to Krishna's instructions and serving him and so forth. It gives new meaning to life, actually, that, you know, it's up to us in a way. I mean, we do depend on Krishna's mercy entirely, but it's up to us to prepare ourselves to receive that mercy. And even the act of organizing one's life according to Shastra so that one can be more and more in the mode of goodness makes a difference in being receptive to the Lord's mercy. What to speak then of continually chanting Hare Krishna or regularly chanting Hare Krishna and so forth. And so Prabhupada gave us this perfect formula of following four regulative principles, which solidly keeps one in the sattva gun, and also chanting Hare Krishna. The combination is unbeatable. Nice point, Gandharvika. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. It's such a great relief for my heart when I heard that report.
Yeah. What do you mean? I can hear it a million times. Makes you want to jump up and do something for Krishna.
Krishna, this is Hare Krishna, this is Vrindavan. Thank you for the wonderful class.
Thank you for being there, Vrindavan. Just knowing that you're there enlivens me to read, actually, to be honest with you. Who wants the last word? We'll take one more comment or reflection.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Shyamalangi Devidasi.
Jai Shyamalangi, go ahead.
So I like that sentence, you know, when it says that Krishna is open to everyone, but one needs the capability to understand him. And also it says that in Gita, although the Gita says Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, indicating that Krishna spoke, they cannot understand Krishna. This is because of their misfortune or incapability.
Yeah, that was really good. Nice point. Really nice. Anything more about it? Okay. Here we have Omkar here. in the live studio audience.
Hey, Krishna devotees. I like that same point that Shomalangi brought up, that even though it's Krishna's book, the modes are so powerful that they can cover somebody to the extent that they can't understand or see, accept Krishna. It really shows how powerful the modes are, that even though reading Krishna's book, still they can't see Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Babuji. This is Srivatsa. I have a question.
Yes, Srivatsa.
Yeah, my question is, when Holika took Prahlad into the fire, how did Holika lose her boon? Did Brahma take it away, or was it just due to her bad deeds?
What was that question?
When Holika took Prahlad into the fire, how did Holika get burned? Did she like lose her boon, or Brahma, or was it due to her bad deeds?
Holika, we'll have to research that and get back to you, Srivatsa. I'm not aware of that story from. Is that must be from another Purana?
Oh, it was. I was just hearing about the Gauris and the Samadev, and that popped up because Holika took Prahlad into the fire and she got burned instead of Prahlad. And she...
Where were you reading that?
I was reading this in the Bhagavatam. No.
You're listening to a lecture or something.
I was listening to a lecture by His Grace... By His Grace Bhakti Raghav Swami.
Okay.
And
it's from another Shastra, but so I don't know that particular pastime offhand. I'd have to research it and find out for you. We'll do what we can.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
You're welcome. PBC, to be continued. Okay, dear devotees, thank you for taking your time. Some of you staying up 9, 10, 11, 12 past midnight to listen to the Bhagavatam. This sound vibration is infallible. It is the Supreme Personality of God in Himself. And we will experience directly through this medium the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev through the pages of Bhagavatam, and also get the divine association of Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada. So please tune in. We're going to keep the vibration going, no matter what else is going on in the material world. And can all of you please just say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Go premanande haribo. Nitai Gaura haribo. 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 Nitai Gaura haribo.